Good evening. I call to order the Monroe Public Schools Board of Education meeting. Today is August 12th, 2025, and the time is 7:03 PM. Jamie, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Heck.
Here.
Mr. Jenkins.
Here.
Mrs. Myers.
Here.
Mr. Sabadini.
Here.
Mrs. Tarassi.
Here.
Mrs. Vincent.
Here.
Mrs. Williams.
Here.
Thank you. Can we all please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we begin, just a reminder, if anyone in the public wants to address the board, there's forms in the back corner. Please fill those out and hand them to Jamie, our administrative assistant, and we will get you on the schedule to speak at the appropriate time. Superintendent Shaw, is there any additions or deletions to the agenda tonight?
Yes, we do have one deletion tonight, B3A from new business, the strategic plan.
Okay, thank you. In that case, I will turn it over to Superintendent Shaw.
I move to approve the agenda as written.
Thank you. Do we have support?
With the change of the strategic plan being removed.
Do we have support?
Support.
Jamie, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Sabadini.
Yes.
Mrs. Tarassi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes, and the motion passes. Now I will turn it over to Superintendent.
And it is with great delight that I get to share. I have nothing to say on the first round.
Okay. Public commentary for board agenda items only?
There are none.
Okay, thank you. Next is board discussion action items, and we'll have our contracted services and our resignations report. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move on to our consent agenda. Are there any items on the consent agenda that board members would like to have moved off the consent agenda and moved to new business? Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve consent agenda items B2A to B2B as the consent agenda?
I move that agenda items B2A through B2B be considered as a consent agenda and the consent agenda items be approved as recommended.
Support.
Jamie, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Sabadini.
Yes.
Mrs. Tarassi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes, and the motion passes. Cindy, do we have any new employees here tonight?
We absolutely do. We're going to ask if you are in that staffing recommendation to be hired, if you could please stand up and move up to the podium, tell them what you're hired to do, and your name, and if you brought anyone with you to celebrate this occasion.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lexi Lake. I am the new athletic director, secretary, or administrator, whatever you want to call it. I'm super excited to work in MPS third generation, and I brought my lovely mother, Kelly Lake, with me. Okay.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Almost day 13. Almost day 13.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Oh, I get a present. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Thank you. All right. Good to see everyone again. All right, Kim. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good evening. I'm Kim Gluski, and I am was hired to be the new Learning Bank Director.
Congratulations.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kristen Hoffman for Middle School English, all the way from Ohio, so good to be in Michigan.
Yes. Ohio.
Sorry. I didn't know I had to come up here. I didn't know. Anyways, I'm Janelle Abood. So I am got hired as a sixth grade at the fifth sixth grade building, obviously. So after 25 years of teaching, I am finally at Monroe Public Schools, where my five children have attended and where I live. So I'm thrilled. Thank you.
Oh, hold on.
And
please.
Greg Abood is my husband, who's here to support me.
I don't, but we got to make sure we honor the boys out there. If he would have done that and forgotten her, oh, he knows. Would have been pretty.
Welcome aboard.
Hi, my name's Kara Danner, and I was hired in to be a kindergarten teacher at Waterloo. I'm very excited.
Brand new building.
Congratulations. I heard the principal's pretty cool.
So a warm congratulations to all of our new hires. Fortunately, we do have a short agenda tonight, so please don't leave so we can get a picture. That will go in our week in review. That goes out every Saturday there. But it is exciting to have you with us and for what's about to happen this coming school year. It's going to be a great year, so congrats.
Okay, so before we move into new business, some background and context that all the items on the agenda have been discussed in depth at a prior work session or have been addressed in our weekly board briefs. So although we may move through this pretty quick, the discussions have been there and we're all prepared to make our votes tonight. And as a reminder, our work sessions are open to the public. We have typically one immediately preceding the board meetings, and we typically have a special work session at a different Monday during the month. So I'll turn it over to Mr. Malapsi for the Monroe High School track hurdle purchase.
Thank you, Mr. President. We ask the board to approve the purchase of new track hurdles from Game One at a cost not to exceed $33,659.71. This purchase will be funded from the high school athletic budget.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
I'll move to approve the purchase of the new track hurdles from Game One at a cost not to exceed $33,659.71 from the high school athletic budget.
Thank you. Do we have support?
Support.
Discussion from board members?
Just as a parent volunteer, I'm hoping that these hurdles are a lot easier to lug around and switch the height on them at those meets. That's always a fun job.
State of the art.
How old were the other ones? There was a discussion on that.
I'd have to check with Dr. Hessen, but I do know they were seasoned.
They were very seasoned.
They were seasoned.
Probably.
Probably pretty close, yeah. Okay, any further discussion? If not, Jamie, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Sabatini.
Yes.
Mrs. Trossi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Hack.
Yes, and the motion passes. Old business, we have no old business tonight, so then I'll turn it over to Superintendent Shaw for his superintendent comments.
Okay, just a few items for tonight. The first one is the literacy grant. So the 35M, remember back in June, we told you we're going for putting in for reading materials, and so they actually released the allocation amount. When we first went through, I think it was like $219,000. We were preliminary thinking we would get, I think it's right about that number, end up being $424,273. So now we're still waiting on the 35N to see if what will come out. Hopefully we'll be in there for that pot of money. So this amount right here, so Andrea is working right now with the vendor on getting quotes, and so it's going to be really close.
Better
so. Much better, Yeah, we'll take the $424,000. The office hours are changed now. So elementary secretaries, building principals, secretaries at all of our buildings are back in. And so from 8 to 4, our offices are all open Monday through Friday. Back to school, so it's only 3 weeks away from right now. And 2 weeks away from tomorrow will be open houses. And so it is exciting right there. It's really changing fast. So it's hot right now, but then we'll go through those little spells. And but with that, too, all practices kicked off this week for fall athletics. And then summer construction, we have had a lot go on around our district. Tom and I were able to be at the high school yesterday morning for the unveiling of the tennis courts and then the gym floor. The gym floor is really, really cool. Chet thought about a lot of little things. One was, how many of you in this room knew what our first mascot was? Not you.
I didn't.
Okay. I didn't. Anybody know what our first mascot was?
Tell us. River rat.
It wasn't a river rat. What kind of rat was it?
Muskrat.
Muskrat.
No, it was river rat. They were the Monroe River Rats.
No.
I think that.
Oh. Yeah, but it was a muskrat. And so, when you go in the door, there's a on the floor.
Yeah.
No, it's a sticker.
It's a sticker. Yeah.
But I thought the other really interesting part, though, is over where the kids check in for.
It's there.
It's always been there?
No. The floor just got redone.
A muskrat.
It's a muskrat.
It's small as you enter.
It's a small little sticker on the floor.
To
honor our past and also to honor the city of Monroe, there's a their insignia and the Lotus is right on where kids check in for basketball games. Yeah. So there's a little spot there. So I really appreciate the little things there. Tennis courts looked amazing, and so they're excited to begin holding a lot of tournaments. As you know, major bond work has been going on at Waterloo, over at Raisinville, and at Orchard with new entrances. And so those are all on schedule, and maybe interesting when we go in there for open houses, like especially at Raisinville, there might be some of the office area not open, but they're really wrapping that stuff up. And so provided that nothing crazy happens between now and foreseeable future, all that bond work will be all completed. And then we have one last project, and that's Manor for next summer. And so it is a busy time. As someone reminded me earlier today, now we're kind of in that mode of like, okay, let's get it going. And in a couple of weeks, we're like, okay, please get the kids here because the planning's all happening. It's time to get them back. And so...
So the loops are all done?
Loops are all in place. Our last part on that is signage. And next week...
Parent loops.
Parent loops over at Custer. So we've got to put signage out there, get a drone up, shoot some video. Over at Waterloo, we figured out how that's going to flow much cleaner now, morning and afternoon. So Waterloo is addressed. Obviously, Raisinville and Manor. So, yeah, we're all set there with all that.
Yeah, I was actually by Custer this morning, and it looks really nice. Yeah.
We've been told it looks like the airport.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what are you bringing in?
We're bringing in 4 lanes of cars and then zippering them down to 2 lanes and zippering down one more time to 1. Yeah. So anyway, you want to be part of that video? Hey, we'll call you. Yes. So that's all I have tonight. What not to do. Yeah.
Okay.
Let your car get hit.
Thank you, Superintendent Shaw. Public commentary. Carrie, do we have any? Okay. Board comments. Brian, we'll start with you. Go through if you have any.
No, good.
Carrie?
Just a quick follow-up. Do we have a special work session next week, or did that get taken off?
That's off the calendar.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Darla?
But we could have one if we have items to go on there.
It's on both days, isn't it?
The 20th is tentative right now.
Oh, it's tentative?
Correct.
Okay.
Don't we have a lot of items to discuss?
Okay.
Well, I'm out of pocket next week anyway. But.
Oh. I don't have anything.
Okay. Good. I'll take the hand. Go ahead.
No, Gary talked enough tonight. I don't have anything else.
Stacy?
I'm good.
Okay. Mary?
Yes.
What's happening? So, two things to share. One is recently the board voted on getting rid of pay to play, which is very exciting for our student athletes. But something else that I would like the board to consider is getting rid of having families having to pay for instrument rentals for band and orchestra, because band and orchestra is a class that is taken during the school day. It also adds to the student's GPA that they earn throughout their academic career. It is also part of what students can accumulate for graduation requirements. So I would think that maybe we should be footing the bill for students to be able to, you know, have those necessary tools to participate in those classes. So that's one thing to consider. Okay. And then the other is, I'm gonna rock your worlds. So we have a work session scheduled before our Tuesday regular board meetings. Sometimes we're unable to adequately fully address everything that we need to, and we often have to like move things from one work session to the next work session. Just food for thought is if, I'm trying to go slow because it's like ripping off a Band-Aid. Here we go. So I would like for the board to consider, instead of doing a work session before board meetings, that we would have one of our Tuesdays just be a work session and another Tuesday just be a board meeting. So that work session, just like the one that we had yesterday, could be as long as it needs to because it's not bookended up against a board meeting. So we can discuss all of the things. And then the board meeting, we could do all of things. Now, if we wanted to make that be two work sessions, so maybe it's a Tuesday work session and then a Monday work session and then a Tuesday board meeting, great. But I would like for the board to consider, instead of doing a small work session before a board meeting, looking at a new schedule for the coming year, because we're not going to revamp our schedule this year, but for setting our schedule at our next organizational meeting in January, I know I'm early, but just considering not doing two different meetings on one night, dedicating one meeting to each of our times together so that way we can really focus in on the work and not have to like pause, break, shift gears, do a different meeting. That's all.
Not a bad idea. I think for policy, we're only required one board meeting per month. Yeah. So we have some flexibility.
Well, that wouldn't be replacing a board meeting. She's talking about work sessions.
No, what I'm saying, as long as we have just one board meeting, we can take that other board meeting and turn it into a work session.
Yeah. That's what you are saying,
yeah.
Right?
I would suggest that.
What I'm saying is we can tailor to suit what would work best for us. But what I'm saying is instead of doing a work session bookended up against a board meeting, mm-hmm. consider just having one meeting a night.
Yeah.
Whether it be a work session night or a board meeting night, mm-hmm. we can determine how many per month. Great. Yeah. But I think that our momentum often gets like disrupted mm-hmm. when we have those short board meeting, or sorry, our short work sessions before board meetings. And often we then have to like take things from those agendas that we didn't address and move them to later. And then it kind of like adds on and on and on and on and on for later work sessions. And then our timelines get delayed and all of that. It's just something to consider.
Right.
I am but one of seven.
Yeah, we can also have discussion items at a board meeting that's non-voting. So even though we have discussions at a work session, they can also be held at a board meeting. They don't have to be only held. So those things can be also done at a board meeting. Like tonight we have a, you know, if we could have been done in 10 minutes, you know, it would allow us the opportunity to marry to have those discussions here as well, you know, because we can do that. Yeah. We don't typically do that, but we could do that.
Yeah. But the yes.
I think it's a good idea because as we know, the majority of our discussion happens in the work sessions.
Right.
And it needs to be continual so we're not breaking up and then having to kind of rehash and start over again.
And it's often when we also bring in those subject matter experts is
yes.
when they come to our work sessions mm-hmm. to talk to us about the audit or to talk to us about our closed session or to talk to us about fill in the blank, whatever topic, mm-hmm. then we would have that subject matter expert with us at the work session and we would be able to ask those questions and also, you know, program enough time to actually have questions.
So, I concur.
So yeah. That is just right. a suggestion. Yeah. Again, I don't want to like feel like I'm pushing anything forward. I just wanted to kind of like
yeah.
fling it out there and kind of like get your creativity in on this too, right? Because I have one idea. Maybe you have something, you have a better idea mm-hmm. that we could leverage for all of us. Thank you.
No, it's a good idea. We can think about it. And as you said, it would be implemented for next year.
Sure. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, okay. Thank you, Mary. Okay, so just to wrap it up, as I mentioned, the Custer Loop looks fantastic. Gates are up. I think there's maybe a little bit of signage
yep.
yet
yep.
to go, but that looks good. As Andy said, the tennis courts look fantastic. They're still in... Certainly, if anyone's interested in, donating some funds, they're looking to put up some wind curtains on the end. So Chet's certainly looking for people to step up or organizations to donate some funds to do that, which would be kind of the last thing to do. So that'd be great. Couple reminders to the board as we had the discussion on the strategic plan last night. Please, you know, make your suggestions and get prepared to for the next time we discuss that at a work session. And lastly, Mary brought this up last night. Thank you that you did. Start thinking about superintendent evaluation. I'd like to get that done timely fashion in September. And that's not only the evaluation, but then also thinking about goals going forward for the next school year.
Okay.
So. And go ahead.
I was just going to say, and Tom, thank you for that. If we could we possibly think about having those goals ready to go as part of the evaluation
that
we could mm-hmm. articulate to Andy in the evaluation saying these are the goals that we would like to see focused on for the coming year.
Yeah. Good idea. And what I would encourage everybody to do, think about it, you know, set up maybe 3-4 goals. Send them just to me. Don't send the whole group. I'll put together a list because I'm sure there'll be duplicates. And then we can discuss that at the evaluation.
Okay.
Thank you again, Mary. That's all I have.
Can I just say, we've been through this goal things a few times and we tried a bunch of different ways. So I think that it does require a discussion. In order to compile them, because it's been a struggle, to say the least. Yeah. Is that fair enough?
Yeah.
And I don't want it to be a struggle this year.
No. No.
Because
that's why we're planning.
Yeah. Try
to advance.
Get ahead of the game.
You
got it. Okay. Okay, and that concludes our agenda for this evening. Our next regular Board of Education meeting will be held on Tuesday, August 26, 2025, and will begin at 7 p.m. And as usual, work session will be held prior to the board meeting starting at 5:30 p.m. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Support?
Support.
Show of hands. Thank you. The Monroe Public Schools Board of Education meeting for Tuesday, August 12th, 2025 is adjourned, and the time is 7:28 p.m.